Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A man was killed and another injured when an argument escalated into gunshots at a sports bar in Florissant near St. Louis yesterday afternoon. Police say two men began to leave the bar but then returned and were shot by the man they were arguing with after he pulled out a gun and opened fire. The shooter was disarmed and detained by the patrons of the bar until police arrived. The Missouri Senate was filibustered well into Thursday morning by several Republicans opposed to a bill they claim is a handout to investor-owned utilities. At one point, Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph criticized the chamber for focusing on the utility measure instead of legislation most Republicans agree on that would slash wages on public works projects.
How come prevailing wage isn't the bill that we're right here negotiating right now? But no! We have to do a bill for Ameren, which has given $1.2 million to the politicians in this building. Doesn't that kind of bother you?
Legislation, which applies to regulated utilities Ameren, KCP&L, and Empire District, allows them to upgrade their power grids while also capping customer rate hikes. The Senate was still in session well after 6:30 this morning. National media outlets have taken notice of this week's Democratic victory in a Missouri House District special election. Bill Wise reports.
Political analyst and election forecaster Charlie Cook noted on MSNBC last night that the Mike Rivas win in eastern Missouri marked the 35th state legislative seat to flip from Republican to Democratic hands since President Trump took office. Only four such elections have moved in the opposite direction. Cook said the current movement, which includes five out of five statewide seats nationwide switching to Democratic control, is a wave. CNN, Fox News, Huffington Post, The Hill, and the New York Daily News were among the other national news outlets to report the Missouri election results, with most of them noting that Trump won the district by 28 points. The national outlets mostly noted that the area is historically Democratic but has recently tilted Republican.
A national study touts Springfield as a good place for would-be homeowners or real estate investors to buy housing, the news leader reports. A Forbes staff writer and a blogger in its unpaid contributor network teamed up to generate a list of 20 best buy cities, headline, where to invest in housing in 2018. Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Priesheit will testify today before a legislative committee in Jefferson City. Brian Howsworth reports.
The Missouri House Subcommittee on Corrections Workforce Environment meets today at the State House. The Department of Corrections Workforce Environment has received focus from lawmakers after a scathing investigative series was published in the Kansas City Pitch in November 2016. House Speaker Todd Richardson appointed this subcommittee in January 2017. After the Pitch investigation, Governor Greitens said last June that prisoners need to learn a trade, earn their GED, and have faith leaders teach them right and wrong. He also said that Director Priesheit, quote, inherited a mess.
This is Missouri Net.